Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you outstanding.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling us today and speaking with us. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Now, I'm going to record this conversation, of course, just to make sure I get everything correct, and we would love to use it for our website and on-air use. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. So before we get started, let's go ahead and have you state your name and title for the record, please.
Name is Ed Foster Simeon. I'm the president and CEO of the U.S. Soccer Foundation.
Absolutely. Now, we did receive a release about the Soccer for Success program that you guys have and just the great work that it's doing in the community. Go ahead and give our listeners some information. Tell us about the U.S. Soccer Foundation and the Soccer for Success program.
Yeah, so the U.S. Soccer Foundation is about using the game of soccer to improve health and social outcomes. We're here to grow the game of soccer, but we're doing it in a way that is mindful of the powerful role that youth coaches can play in a child's life in terms of helping them develop important life skills and improve healthy living habits. And so our Soccer for Success program is our vehicle that we use to engage children, particularly children in underserved communities, to get them connected with coach mentors who provide nutrition education, teach them soccer skills, and also provide mentorship to help them develop into productive, healthy citizens. The program is offered free of charge to children in low-income communities, and we engage those children 3 days a week, 24 weeks during the school year, during the after-school hours, which, as you may know, is probably the most dangerous time of day for children. It's between the time the school bell rings and they get out of school and typically before their parents get home, filling that time with a positive activity, teaching kids soccer, helping them develop self-confidence, and also connecting them with well-trained coach mentors who know how to engage the children, not just in their soccer learning, but in the learning life skills.
Absolutely. A lot of great, great things going on, especially for underserved communities. Mm-hmm. Now, give us a little bit of information. You said that the program meets the National Mentoring Partnerships benchmark. So what?
Yes.
Yeah, what is that, and what are those requirements and benchmarks that you guys meet?
Well, what's really exciting about that is, there's a mentoring gap in this country, and that is the one-to-one mentoring model, which is pretty standard and broadly accepted, doesn't reach enough children, actually. There just are not enough one-to-one mentors to go around. And so the group mentoring model, leveraging an individual, in our case a coach mentor, to engage, you know, small groups of children and to provide them with mentorship is a relatively new practice. And so we're very pleased that mentors cited us as meeting their standards for group mentoring, and that we can have an effect, a positive effect in communities through this model. A mentor is the leader in the country in establishing best practices for mentorship, and so we're very, very proud about the results that we've had.
Absolutely. Now, I do see a lot of great statistics on this release, but mm-hmm. I kind of want to hear it from you. What are some of the statistics or some of the ways that this really impacts kids in a positive manner?
Yeah, so, well, let me start on the mentorship side. So youth coaches are among the most influential people in a child's life. They go to school because they have to. They come running and laughing to their coaches because they want to be there. They want to have fun, and they want to learn from this person. And so we train our coaches how to leverage that engagement and their position of influence to get real results, not just soccer skills, but life skills. So, for example, 88% of the children in Soccer for Success work better on a team. 86% say they stay away from antisocial behavior, such as fighting and other negative activities. You know, 81% say they feel better about their future as a result of their program. And 74% say they feel better about, 72% say they try harder in school as a result of the program. So, you know, these are kind of measurable outcomes that make a real difference. And we talk about sports, and kids dream about becoming professional athletes. But we all know that less than 1% of children playing any sport will get to be paid professionally. what the real payoff for children is all these incredible life skills and the connection to a positive, caring adult who can help them develop into productive, healthy citizens. You know, in addition to the mentorship, the Soccer for Success program has been proven to improve health outcomes for children, significant impacts on BMI, which is a critical measure of a healthy weight, cardiovascular fitness, as well as waist circumference. So, you know, using sport in this way, not only are kids getting to play the wonderful game of soccer and learn skills and develop their soccer skills, but we found a way to also leverage that to improve health and social outcomes for those children as well.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about the coaches just being a vital part of this and just being there for the kids and just really making the experience what it is. So as you're training these coaches, what are some of the tactics or what are some of the ways that you train the coaches to really engage with the kids and make it not just about soccer, but lessons for life?
Yeah, so we number one, we help coaches to understand how to meet children where they are. You know, sometimes the tendency is to think they're just little adults, and they're not. You know, and understanding where a child is in their development informs how you should talk to them and engage with them. Also, being aware of the kinds of issues they may be confronting in their homes, in their communities, you know, in their schools, being sensitive to that. Teaching coaches about social-emotional learning and helping them to understand the role that they play in helping children develop, you know, positive habits and positive behaviors. We train them in pretty much every aspect of how they should engage a child, in right down to how do you begin to identify what child might need you on a particular day more than the others. So before every practice, there's a check-in with all. The coach gathers all the kids and asks what thumbs up and thumbs down on. Did they have a good day today, bad day, so-so day, thumbs up if you had a good day. When the coach does that, he can identify very quickly, oh, I need to spend a little extra time with Johnny or Jane today because they didn't have a thumbs up day today. Maybe there's something going on that I need to check in with them on. So it's very simple little things that a coach can do and then engage children in a more personal and direct way and to help them help the, you know, the whole child, not just the soccer player.
Absolutely. Now, if our listeners maybe are interested in the Soccer for Success program, either getting their children involved as participants or really just getting involved themselves as volunteers or coaches, how can they do that?
So there's two things. First thing I would say is visit our website, which is ussoccerfoundation.org. That's ussoccerfoundation.org. where you can, you know, learn about our program and some of the additional information of the impact that it has in communities. But we have in Kansas City, we work with two partners, Mattie Rhodes Center and the Boys and Girls Club of Kansas City. Together, they serve about 1,300 participants in Kansas City, reaching out to those organizations directly to be involved in Kansas City is another way to get more information and to get direct access.
All right, absolutely. Now, I think that's everything that I had for you, unless there's something you want to add for our listeners that I might not have touched on today.
Well, I'd like, you know, in these days and times, there are, you know, there's so many things going on in the world, and they can seem overwhelming, you know. And what I would say to your listeners is that, you know, you can think globally, but act locally. And if there's anything that you can do to support this kind of programming to engage children in underserved communities, help them develop the skills that are going to help them become productive, healthy citizens, I think that I would encourage all of your listeners to engage the U.S. Soccer Foundation, engage our community partners in helping to make that a reality.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, sir, so much for your time, and thank you for all the great work that you're doing for our kids in the community. Definitely appreciated and definitely needed, for sure.
Well, so, thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate you giving us an opportunity to share about the work.
Of course. Always, always. All right. Well, thank you again. Have a wonderful day, and hopefully we'll be talking again soon.